Hi, everybody. This is Beth, and we're here with Tara and Rama and Mark and Marita, and we want to welcome you to Sunday's call. Mark, in the last day or two, has come down with a pretty bad problem with his voice, maybe a touch of laryngitis or something. But so he'll be resting his voice today, but we have a lot to talk about. Rama, would you like to start off the call with the hard news?
Oh, my. Okay. Greetings, everyone. What's being said out there on this 12/13 is, I mean, Jack Rice started out this morning. He's been, I think, a week or two in Afghanistan, and he is just saying, like what Bernie Sanders and Dennis Kucinich, it's time to bring all the troops home and end the fake war on terror, the fake war on drugs. And all this is about is the black ops. And the thing they don't talk about is the how the opium crop and the brown heroin that's becoming so easily available in Afghanistan. This is how everything is getting funded, along with other situations that they don't talk about that have to do with lobbyists and congressmen and senators who are getting paid in the back hip by Lucifer. And the way Jack Rice put it is, it's time to send all the lobbyists to the Hague, along with all the war criminals. And it's already beginning in the rest of the world, where Tony Blair has come right out and said, I don't care whether there were WMDs in Iraq or not, I was still going to invade. Mm-hmm. And it's got to do with the Stargates, which is not the thing they're talking about. And it seems Prince William is taking over for the Queen.
And well, they are doing it in, like, he's a shadow king. In other words, it's just it's interesting they're letting the snooze out. And I think, Beth, you were telling me that also something happened to Berlusconi today.
He was in a some kind of a political rally, and a guy evidently punched him.
It's very wild that he would even go and get in the mingling among the people, because the people know he's a war criminal now. He's lucky he's didn't get more. And I know in the high treason discussion, where they made a document about, you know, how we meted out punishment in the past, the penalties being, you know, the death penalty by hanging or shooting. Yet what is appearing to happen is there's a discussion going on after that, and it says, you know, maybe there's some other ways that would be more, it would bear to their own witnessing of making retribution, like have them actually spend the rest of their lives in service to humanity.
Tom Hartman's talked about this, that, and this is kind of an interesting alternative to life in prison or the death penalty, where you do service to humanity to pay back what you did as genocidal war crimes, where you help rebuild what you destroyed, and you have to look at that and deal with the memories of that and what comes up for you and how you heal it. And Tom Hartman brought this up, and he said, this is a form of true healing and doing the ho'oponopono within yourself, where you can look at yourself and heal the monster that you became, quote unquote.
Now, I just want to mention, this is a really big story. It's not just a subtle story.
No.
Because I looked up the lineage of Prince William, and I'm going to just read this a minute. Prince William, a descendant of Mary Boleyn. Go get the book of Williamsburg, Virginia. I forgot about that.
Eric Quinn is Scots?
No, Mary Boleyn. And, okay, is this real, they ask. I found a link to this while I was doing the random internet research and I usually get into. It was a thread on a Philippa Gregory Reader's group site. And the first thing it says is Mary Bowen, 1500 to 1543. And to make it clear, straight from the Bruton Vault archaeological conspiracy book that we read the whole of a while back. The story, regarding Sir Francis Bacon, the story of Bruton Vault begins in London at a time of great religious upheaval between Catholics and Protestants 400 years ago. Well, after the death of Queen Mary, Bloody Mary, Mary Queen of Scots, on November 17th, 1558, where Elizabeth I was forced to have her head chopped off because Henry VIII said he'd chop them both off if she didn't. Okay, Elizabeth I, daughter of Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn, her half-sister, became the queen, Mary Queen of Scots' half-sister. Now, I wanted you to know that Anne, remember, Henry VIII had lots of wives. And he chopped everybody's head off when he didn't like it. And he would do it to his daughters, too. I mean, the ultimate effacement of the power of woman in that time. Anne Boleyn was a black Moor, and they tried to cover it up. And Diana was Elizabeth I, and she remembers that she was forced to cover up her color of her skin. And they gave her this white powder that she had to put over her entire body, and it was full of lead poisoning, and that was the cause of her death. Mm. And so they wanted to keep the slaves. And so this half-sister tells you the story that, you know, go ahead, Rama. So this is big because why? Because William I is a direct descendant of Mary Boleyn. He is of Moorish origins.
And all of this will be told as Dodie and Di come back to tell the true story about her story and his story that has to do with how they tried to cover up the real lineages about the Moorish people. And at the same time, while all of this is going on, like Jack Rice is saying, you know, in the sense, instead of $1 million for each U.S. soldier, let's drop $1 trillion into Afghanistan, build schools, build alternative healing centers where people can get what they need. And ask the people, what do you need, rather than telling them what they need by military advisors whose only agenda is oil and the Stargates. And it's at the level in which what is being said is that all the ships are coming in, it's nonstop. And I talked to the poppy lady this morning. What the poppy lady said on this 12-13, what is going on is the restructuring, reintegration of everything that's happening as we approach this new moon. And it's like the quantum surf talks about. These are waves of tsunami energy that are so magnitudous. I mean, they're, I don't know how to describe
magnanimous?
It.
Magnanimous?
Yeah, humongous.
Gigantic.
Yes, and at that level, it encompasses entire groups of soul matrixes that flow with this. And the way it's being said right now on an etheric level, that we are riding these so-called 30-foot waves, and we're doing a good job of it. And at the same time, everything that's being said out there has nothing to do with the real story, yet it is leaking out. Michael Salia had an interesting article, and I don't know what to say about him or others. I just will say that what is going on is like what Obama said at the UN. The time for nukes is over. Ashtar has said this since the 60s, 70s, and before with the atomic testings, like that radio broadcast that took over London. If you don't stop it, we will stop you. Well, maybe the folks over Norway got a little taste of what could happen, and Michael Salia is kind of alluding to that. And I'm not saying it is the ETs. I'm not saying who did it. I'm just saying intervention is being taken into its hands to make it happen, whether we like it or not, whether the stories are what they are. And at a certain level, everybody's going to be wearing the egg, and we're all going to laugh and lick it off and say, "More, please."
Okay, now I want to
make... And I pass the talking stick.
I want to make another reference to this Moorish bloodline.
Tara, wait just one second. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want to tell everybody who's listening that since Mark's voice is under the weather today, that what we're going to do for today is, after the hard news, we're going to do a Q&A, but we won't go very long. But we should talk on the Q&A about the hard news questions. After that, if it's okay with Rama, we will ask Mother Sekhmet to join us for what she would like to do. And then after that, we can have a second Q&A. So go ahead, Tara. Thank you. So you guys can start calling in a few minutes if you have questions. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so let's make this allegory now. We already know that Jesus was born in Ethiopia, and he was black, and he was from the black mother lineage, of which we're talking about the Idiomites. And these ones migrated, you know, into and were invaded both ways. And you have to understand that Esau, he was not so black. He was a lighter skin, very ruddy and red, and he had red, copper red hair. So you might say he had a strong influence from the Hyperboreans. And I just learned this the other day. I was in shock. I knew that I was Hannibal's wife and had 12 of his children. What I didn't know is he was a Moor, and he was going after Rome, and he was taking elephants through Switzerland to Rome. And he was not they fought fiercely. Yet this is also something we don't know in our history, because the Vatican has been the thorn in the side of the mother for all time. And Sarah was described as Magdalene and Yeshu's slave girl. You know, like it wasn't the daughter, yet that was. In other words, Yeshu was black. Magdalene had some lighter skin. It goes back to the time of her being Nefertiti, and she was a Nubian, which has that lighter-skinned influence of the Aryan or Hyperborean and or galactic brotherhoods and sisterhoods and galactic groups intervening to go up against the Syrians that had control of the planet. Hello. Okay, so I want to make that clear that also Lady Di, her origins therefore come from Ethiopia, because she was Sarah. She was the firstborn daughter of seven children that Magdalene and Sarah had. And I mean, Magdalene, yes, you had. And so now her son, relating this one piece, really ties it all together. The fact that he is Mary Boleyn's descendant, who was the grandmother of Sir Francis Bacon, whereby in the Bruton Vault cover-up, another gentleman became his father to keep the cover-up going, that this was the Moorish lineage that would bring and herald freedom at this time, meaning Lady Di now becomes the true queen of heaven on earth, in the sense that the body of the Merovingian teachings, which were actually the teachings that were written together, collaboratively, between Magdalene and Yeshu and all of the apostles, because they got to escape and they went to France, René des Châteaux, and they had an underground entrance to the Agartha network, which were, they had a living place underneath the ground. And also they had a cult community around to protect that entrance where nobody could find them. You remember, they were like in Rome. What happened to Jesus in Rome? I mean, in the eyes of the people at that time that were unaware, Jesus of Nazareth was a mere mortal man, the legitimate son of Joseph and Mary. Yet he was the best and wisest of the human race, selected as the worthy instrument, or selecting himself as the worthy instrument to restore upon earth the worship of the true and supreme deity. When he was baptized in the Jordan, the Christ, the first of the aeons, the Son of God, the great central sun, energy, plasma, descended on Jesus in the form of the dove. Okay, now we're talking about Sekhmet, to inhabit his mind and direct his actions during the allotted period of his ministry. So he, and I learned this on the Moorish call this morning, there is the only, the goddess is all that there is. And that's the origins of all life. And that's what that means. And so the power of woman now being restored, where color does not be covered up, and where the true understanding of our origins and equality, where we work together, male and female, is reestablished. And Prince William is the prince of the Queen of Heaven. Therefore, he's going to preside, like you might say, I know that his mother and his mother is coming with Dodi, and she will be reinstated as the original heir to the throne that was usurped by Queen Elizabeth II. So I think that there will be a period of time where there will be a transfer of power, and it will be then bestowed on William publicly. I don't have the whole picture in hand, but they've already begun it. So I pass the talking stick. This is great news.
Thank you so much, Tara. Rama, I'd like to add something to the hard news, and you can comment if you'd like.
Okay.
We've been talking about the Copenhagen Summit, and you guys were mentioning how it's not really global warming that's happening. It's global cooling, and you went into details about that before, but I've just published on Yahoo Groups a news article that was released from the UK, which admits that the whole global warming idea was, the purpose of it was for mass population genocide.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Right. Correct.
So everybody, you can check out galacticroundtable.com and look at that deeper. Another thing we published this morning was an interview on BBC yesterday that Tony Blair admits to war crimes, and he says, "And I would do it again."
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
Yes.
And then, oh, I have something that I thought was very interesting. I posted I forgot the news source, but I posted this morning. Oh, Noor Khan published today in the newspaper that Gordon Brown was in Kandahar, Afghanistan last night. What was he doing there?
Well, you know that Hillary works with both the MI6 and the Mossad.
Right.
And she runs the show in Afghanistan. It's her war. And Barack's taking the hit for it at the moment. And You pointed out another piece of news there that you didn't bring up just now, but on December 5th, some agreements was canceled. It's the military.
Here, I'll tell you. I was just going to add that to the news. This comes under the headline of no dates, no nukes, no flukes. And don't you think it's funny? This is coming out in the news today on December 13th. Last night, President Obama was on the phone with Medvedev, and they were discussing a new no nukes agreement because on December 5th, 2009, the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty that was under Ronald Reagan expired, and it's no longer in effect. And so last night they were talking about their new no-nukes agreement that they're going to sign in Geneva next week.
And?
And you were saying, I was just filling in the part of the information.
Okay. Let me say this, that you see we're getting the dots connected to the truth now in a big way. On Friday night, Howard Zinn was on the Journal, Bill
yes.
Moyers. And he's also going to have a special TV show tonight.
The People Speak.
The People Speak, and look on your...
Danny Glover's going to be in it, and all kinds of incredible people.
Howard Zinn, Matt Damon, Josh Brolin, Viggo Mortensen... Ordinary Americans' Words and Deeds Express Democracy and Change the Course of History. And it's wonderful because they're actually reading and taking what really happened into Tal in terms of what they really wanted was to, you might say, the teachings of Mother to be completely eliminated from the planet. And it's going to be wonderful. We saw some clips of it on Laura Flanders, and you can also watch those if you want. Just go to the Laura Flanders show. It's on the internet. What's the name of the website where you can go watch Laura Flanders?
GritTV.org.
There you go.
Rama and Tara, I have someone on the phone lines that would speak to us. Is it okay if we start Q&A now? Do you mind?
No, for sure, right away.
Thank you very much.
I just want to say that we had a bit of time lag in answering questions as there was activities going around in the house and unexpected people we haven't seen from another country here. And my person at the computer, my dear beloved, was busy elsewhere. So
Please forgive me. I was reading an article,
It didn't get recognized, so I apologize. So pass talking stick.
Thank you very much. I think we have Greg on the line, and he says he has worked for the government, and he had a comment to make about a Stargate that's in Michigan.
Hello.
Hi there, Greg.
Hey, how you doing, Mark, Beth, Tara, Rama? Hello.
Hello.
Yep. Hello?
We can't hear you.
Hello?
Seth, there's a problem. This gentleman can't be heard.
Don is working for Seth today, and he's turning up the volume now.
Hello?
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Hello. How you doing, Tara, Rama, Mark, Beth? You guys probably felt the anticipation on getting on this call today. Yes, I everything, Stargate Merida, everything about the Stargates is based on reality and truth. My grandfather, in 1984, along with the Israeli army, found one of the Stargates and was decommissioned. And if Mark, Beth, any of you guys are looking or have a computer around you, if you type in the Michigan Labor Legacy Landmark, that is a deactivated Stargate. Everything Stargate Atlantis, Stargate Universe, everything that you people are saying is true. It's all based on truth. And
yep.
Right now,
That's
you're just
right.
in the final stages.
Yeah,
Okay, can I have that name again? Go slow. You said Michigan, and then what's after that?
Michigan Labor Legacy Landmark.
How do you spell Legacy? L-E-G-E-N-D-C-Y?
L-E-G-A-C-Y.
Oh, Michigan Labor Legacy.
Legacy, yes.
.com.
It's in Hart Plaza in Detroit, Michigan. It's under the careful eye of the General Motors Corporation.
So that's got all the written documentation that this is a Stargate.
This is deactivated. I don't even know how to say this. This is a deactivated Stargate that what happened was the dial couldn't function anymore, so they deactivated it, and they figured out, well, how can we put this out in the public's view and kind of say, hey, look, there's Stargates out there, and we found them, and we're going to put one right in the center of the gateway, which is Michigan. And we want to put it out there so people could see it, but let's see how they take it. And this is how they...
Oh, my God.
What does that mean when you say the gateway is... Michigan is the gateway. What does that mean?
In America. Right?
I really can't go on about too much of it. But what you're looking at is a 63-foot tall real commissioned Stargate. The Ashtar Galactic Command is real. They are called Asgards.
Yes.
And they are wonderful beings.
Yes, they are wonderful. The Asgard are real, yet they don't look like little gray people.
What do they look like?
The Asgard are the blonde, blue-eyed people from the children of Odin. Odin is the father of Thor with his mighty hammer. And these people are all brothers and sisters of Mount Olympus as well.
You know, when we were watching that pineal story, second film clip, they said, we found Hyperborea. What did they find? They found the electrical magnetic core of energy coming in at the North Pole.
Right.
And where was it coming from? It was the Golden Compass energy. It was coming from the polar star Polaris, and that's why that moving, the Golden Compass, is revealing that we found the entrance to the inner Earth and the connection with the Ashtar Command, all in one block.
You want to know
the funny thing, guys?
Many
times they hide things right in plain view, so we've talked about that on the call many times, that when things are hidden, they're really open and right out there. It's just that you miss it, or because you think it couldn't be possible, you just go right on. So it's interesting that it is visible and yet ignored.
Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you guys is this Stargate, if you look at the picture, it was actually cut in half to be transported there. Now, this Stargate, and this is kind of funny, and even for the archives, this is... Oh, my God. I would never think I would have to be telling people this. You might have walked through this Stargate to get to this planet.
Maybe so.
That's
right. We don't think that's unusual at all. That's what we're always talking about.
I have walked through Stargates before.
Yes.
I walked through Stargates before.
Mark has walked through them with me. Yes, right. That's what we're saying. Very good. Thank you for calling. Can you tell us any more about your grandfather and what happened to him?
Well, basically, when I was, it makes Indiana Jones look like a, well, the movie Indiana Jones is all based on truth, as you all know.
Right.
It's a very long story. He was like Indiana Jones gone wild. And on his deathbed, you know, he told me a lot of stuff, and he says, this is where you are today, and that was in 2003, and he said, you're going to have a big part in what's going on out here, and then I said, okay, you know, let me do what I have to do. But a lot of people, you know, they don't believe me when I tell them. I'll just go out in the middle, you know, when I'm on leave, you know, because I might have been on other planets before in the physical. So when I tell people, they're like, huh, Stargate Atlantis, are you stupid? Are you crazy? And I just put it in the general public just to see what they say, and it's just sad to say that some people don't believe it. I mean, I don't know.
Well, but, Greg, right now you're telling an audience of thousands, literally, and there are people who believe it.
Well, I hope, if you guys want to know more about it, I wouldn't go to the local Best Buy and buy Stargate Atlantis videos. You can buy these videos. You can buy the videos on eBay, but listen to these people on what they're talking about, on Mark, Beth, Tara, Rama, because they're going to speak the truth to you. And what they're talking about is truth. This is not a hoax. And I know because I've seen it. I've been there. I know what's out there. And I hope Mother's listening to right now. And
she is.
She is.
I thank her very much for watching over my back for a lot of years.
You're covered, sir.
I wanted to say, you know, Rama was saying that these are the children of Odin, and Thor was the thunder god.
Yeah, he had.
And then there was Loki too.
He was his brother that was like Lore. Who was not exactly listening to Obi-Wan and Yoda. He was listening to Lucifer.
And when they were showing the video, when they were discovering Hyperborea, there was all this electricity coming into the pole there, and that's how they knew they just had to go over one more hill. Yet it was thundering, and it was not just the bioelectric magnetic field just bringing that charge to the planet. It's the story of the god of the thunder god. Who's the god of the thunder god? The thunder bird. Now we got to look at Canada. What's that word spelled?
Canada.
C-A-N. Yes, we can, Lady Master Nada. It represents Hyperborea's crown over the west.
Okay, everybody, I just want to let you know that I have published the pictures that Greg was talking about and a link to the website, so you don't have to go crazy trying to figure out what he said, because I put a link up on the web. So you can go ahead and investigate it for yourself. It's very interesting. Thank you very much for calling, Greg. Don, I was wondering if we had any more callers out there. We don't have any callers, so today Mark and I had talked to Archangel Chamuel, and Rama, you can tell me how you feel. Should I read Chamuel, and then after that we can ask Mother Sekhmet if she'd like to come?
Sure.
Okay. Archangel Chamuel wanted to bring through a message about twin flames because the rumor has it, we can neither confirm nor deny, that the twin flames, our twin flames, will be here in the physical after landing. So Chamuel thought it was a good idea to talk to us a little bit more about that today. Just bringing it up here. So I'd like to share this with you. Mark and I were doing this morning. Beth and Mark are invited today to speak with Archangel Chamuel. Many of you have worked with this light being. Archangel Chamuel is the angel of love, and his twin flame is charity. Chamuel's world service is as a warrior, similar to Archangel Michael, but he works with bringing love to all through world peace. Chamuel also works with individuals. He is known to help with raising low self-esteem, healing traumas, and healing relationships. He does much, much more, but this is his specialty area. Archangel Chamuel will help you with opening your heart Merkava and developing the flame of love in your heart. Chamuel invites us to call on him as much as is needed to balance our love aspect. Chamuel works with the pink ray, and you will see him filling the sky at sunrise and sunset with a pink, blazing pink color. When you see this, say hello to Chamuel. He covers the earth each hour of the day, going around the world with his watchful pink light of love. Archangel Chamuel wishes to speak to us about twin flames and reuniting with love. Greetings, I am Archangel Chamuel. As the galactic starships land, millions of you will be reuniting with your twin flames. This truth brings uneasiness to many. This leaves many asking, how will my twin flame find me attractive, especially with so many things that need fixing? Holding yourself in this illusion of separation puts distance between you and your twin flame. This is no longer necessary and needs remedying. I ask you to take a multidimensional view of your life now in the fifth dimension. And you know that you are in fifth dimensional vehicles. Rejoice, you made it. If you are here now listening to this or reading this, you made it. If your family is here with you and your friends, they have made it. None of the light were left behind. Let's take a look at this new vehicle you now inhabit. In the fifth dimensional vehicle, which is crystalline in nature, you will now detect, if you have not already detected, emergent abilities. These abilities come from ascension and are gifts from the spiritual substrate of creation, the force. The force is source energy combined with divine love. I am the Archangel of Love, and as you develop these emergent abilities, call on me and I will assist you to perfection. In the fifth dimensional vehicle, you are the flawless identity with reality that is perfection of spirit. You are Creator God. You are children of Ra. You are light beings and you are star seeds. You are galactic and angelic, and you are on earth having a human experience. In this vehicle, you experience all the hues of light, rainbow light, and the colors are infinite, as are the rays and chakras. As your light vehicle expands, you anchor in more and more of your perfection. Your twin flame is an indivisible part of yourself. If you look at your body now, you may see that held inside is your twin flame. This is an indivisible part of you and cannot be separate. If you wonder how this one could love you in this earth vehicle, know that they are with you and know everything that you are doing all of the time. From the ships, your twin flame has watched your process through the earth ascension. They are wise to the difficulties you have overcome, as they have been there every step of the way, supporting you as you went through it. Before this incarnation, the one where Earth ascends and return of, twin flames is possible, you both agreed on who would play the role on the ship and who would play the warrior role on Earth. Anyone who is here now is a kind of warrior of light. You have come through the densest forms of creation to raise it all back to love. As you embarked on this exciting journey of Earth ascension, you came to Earth with the veils in place. As your twin flame knew, he or she would be rejoining you in this lifetime in the physical to anchor love, individualized in form, back to Earth. By having millions of twin flame reunions on Earth, the love and light necessary for all the changes to take hold is made manifest. Your twin flame has known for your whole life that this moment would happen. Your twin flame will come and make a home with you and live here with you. Believe it. Some of you do not feel ready for this. You have confusion for one reason or another. Some of you are thinking, hallelujah. This is what I've waited for my whole life. I'm here to tell you, come to a place where you are comfortable with this idea and know that it is what is next after arrests, decloakings, announcements, landings, then twin flame reunions. There has been much talk about twin flame reunions being less than desirable in the past, that there were issues in these relationships. Your twin flame is the perfect mirror of you, and because of that, being with this person amplifies anything that is not in balance to be magnified. This is true. It is much easier now for twin flame reunions to occur, as you are all in the fifth dimension. You are now able to come from a much higher place with a multidimensional understanding. You have worked many, many years to clear, cleanse, and heal, and be prepared for these reunions. These reunions will happen to those who are prepared. That does not mean to those who have attained perfection. It means those who have prepared their heart for the possibility. There is no judgment here, so do not judge yourself. I am here with my twin flame to help you prepare. If you need my guidance in this, call on me, and I will speak to you in that place inside your heart. You will hear me through the inner voice, the tiny voice inside. Twin flame reunions are an important part in the ascension of Gaia Vaiwamas. These potentials were opened at the opening of the Lion's Gate on August 8, 2009. Now they will become manifest on Earth. Now millions of twin flames will rejoin. In this great merging of love in the physical world, it heals the imbalances and this way heals Earth. We will, with this love, have world peace, a world free of pollution, and a world where all citizens of Earth have their basic needs as well as great abundance on all levels. In your new crystalline bodies, along with the technologies returning to Earth, your physical appearance will change. You will no longer look like you have the shadow of the ravages of war. You will be luminescent, sparkling light beings. This will return to all very quickly. You will be living on liquid light. Join with your twin flame now on the inner planes. Speak to them telepathically. Begin the reunions now in your heart and in your mind. Call on me to help you during this 9-day period between December 12th and December 21st to clear anything that is left in your life which needs clearing before your twin flame returns. If you need relationship help, I will guide you with that as well. Ask and allow this healing to take place. As we rejoice in our accomplishment together, we begin seeding of Terra Nova now with nothing that does not now birth from love. My blessings to you, each one, Archangel Chamuel. Thank you, everybody. So I'm glad we got to share that message and the hard news. And if Tara, let me know what you think, if Mother can join us now.
Hello, I'm sorry, we were muted. Can you hear us now?
Thank you, Tara, yes.
Okay, so I was saying, as I was saying, Mother's here with her glasses on. She's reading Rumi. So are you really just, let's say hello first, Mother.
Greetings in the light of the most radiant one, in the office of the Christ. And only in the office of the Christ, we invoke the loving energies of Saint Germain and the Violet Flame. We ask at this time for the awareness of our origins, our roots, and for the acceptance of the truth. Although we have maybe been, you might say, hoodwinked slightly, or more than slightly, as, you know, as we do not need to follow this law of polarity as soon as we understand that it leads down the path to nowhere. So I am grateful that we have you here with us, Mother, since you are our origins, and since you might shed some light on the circumstances that we are in at the moment of completion of love, of the whole cosmic dance. I pass this talking stick. Greetings, Mother. Greetings. Children of Ra, what is unfolding in your moments these days is the shifting of the winds of change. And isn't that what this guy began his story? The audacity of hope and change? It is already occurring. And the sense that there are anomalies within your reality. You have explanations that are not sufficient enough. Whether it comes from your scientists or your whistleblowers, eh? Maybe you should ask self what it is, what all of it is. Why are we here? What are we doing? What is this mission called life? We recall that we all agreed long ago when we read the fine print and nodded like we had our head coming off the rest, saying, I can do this. I will not forget who I am on any level, sir or madam. And at the same time, there were many groups that chose this. Soul matrixes upon soul matrixes that said, now is the time for peace, this moment here, now. And what is unfolding is that Earth Mother Gaia, they have a say-so in this at the table, because if they don't live, you don't live, and neither does anyone else. And we make way for a hyperspace bypass. Yet we will not go there because we have already told Lord Kryon that project got canceled. Earth was making it. In the understanding of what is unfolding here, it is about all the issues that are coming up that create the ideas of emotional imbalances within the matrix of what we call this divine Adam Kadmon. With everything going on, how many trillions of cells and universes upon universes interacting with each other? And
We are adding our own mix into that pile as well, with the photonic energy coming in to raise it even higher, so that folks, in that sense, you think it is hot. It is so intense that the stories that are unfolding out there, Earth already becoming a star, yet arguing about whether we are real or not, whether we are intelligent enough to come and communicate at your table. And, it is in the sense of the understanding here and now that there are realities that we have no words for, only pictures, sounds, and the interaction between frequencies that only what you would know as static electricity in the form of communication. And at that level, what we are saying about supersedes all the emotional baggage that goes with it. You see the pictures, you get the visuals, you hear the sounds. And it is at the level in which what is occurring, your Earth, you ascending, everything with it, and it is just rapidly unfolding to the point, making our heads spin. And we have to go with that flow, with what is occurring, how we see this in these moments now, is in the sense that it is at the place in which, like what you were saying, Lady Master, yes, we will say, everybody showing up with the other half, the better half, for better, for worse, when we show up. And some, you get the image of the wife with the apron and the rolling pin in the hand. And not too far from the truth, how many millions of years ago did we say that we would be back in just a little while? And this will only take a short moment? And how many millions of years? Trillions? Quintillions?
Well, you know, Mother, when I learned something on the Moorish call this morning again, too, because the discussion went to how long it seems to have been taking that we've been in this other place besides the garden. And when we destroyed the nervous system of the planet, I mean, Ashtar Command was on red alert across the board because we really were going supernova. We are already in the bridal path of the supernova experience right then, and that's when they put that belt of Isis down, you know, the girdle of Isis, literally to just girdle us up, you know, do surgery. You know what I mean about surgery?
And yeah, speaking of surgery, we were there.
Yeah. Thank you, Mother Sekhmet. It's much appreciated.
Okay. Yes. Now, Mother, that means you're there right now helping do surgery on things that need to be cut away so that the dross is not weighting this planet down any further.
No.
And what they said in the Moorish thing is they said, we lack will and determination and desire to move forward because of what food we are eating, overeating, and so no time to eliminate. So the food putrefies and turns to poison. And above that, in survival, they refer to survival into the 21st century. What's that guy's name?
Victoris
Glavinskas. And he said in there, unsavory thoughts activates duct ducts and glands that secrete poison into our whole system.
Of course, when you're worried about conspiracy theories and 9/11, and who's looking out your window, is Osama bin Laden going to steal your car in the backyard? And are your children going off to school to buy crack from the local black guy who knows Mr. Obama? Maybe he's a terrorist named Bill Ayers. We are just rattling off what's in the head.
Whatever you think of. Okay, so the next step was balance. Balance is being in intimacy with all of life all the time. Where we had a friend that used to talk about this at a celebration we used to do on Sundays here, and he called it intumisi.
Yes.
Intimacy. And intimacy really got covered up when the veil came over us, and we went into guilt and fear and all kinds of feelings that we weren't worthy.
That the goddess should hide her body, that the god should hide his body, and in the sense... The only story when things got a little awry in the land of Pan, when we began wearing clothes to hide the aura, and things became a little murky, and as the atmospheric conditions worsened, more and more people got their telepathic abilities cut off because of the radiation fields. In the sense where your sun was going through an anomaly cycle. All of it changing now where the xenon gas being returned. And all of the so-called stories about seventh and eighth dimensional life forms that work with dark technologies are fallacies only in the sense that what we can say about the messages that are being put out there, the time to stand down is now. Nothing else to say. And here is the bottle of acetone to remove the super glue from the dark hat from your head. it is at that level that we gotta take it, because the stories are unprecedented, where we have to go to the place where it is like what the Sufis are saying here. The simple truths are holy in that sense. Do few things, but do them well. Simple joys are holy.
Amen.
At that level, it is all. What is occurring across your planet is the fact that, yes, there are millions dying. At the same time, there are quintillions of souls coming in to take the place of those that are leaving. In the last few seconds, we said that. And no matter what is being said from the other side of the aisle representing that energy of without light, there is no dark. Without dark, there is no light. We listened to an interesting show called Camp Love Wave on Saturdays. This guy, Taryn, on Camp Love Wave, can find this on the internet. They are speaking about the truth from Vedic astrology. The revolution is happening, not the same kind of revolution you would think of. It's about respect for all life. At that place, love wins. I pass the talking stick.
Thank you, Mr. Segment. We have some questions in our emails, but first I would like to ask you, is there any more information about Gordon Brown being in Kandahar last night?
We can only just say that what is going on with these so-called elected officials who are worried about the trail of entrails that is following them is getting seen. and Mr. Gordon Brown trying to create last-minute deals with Mr. Karzai over issues concerning so-called oil deals and security of British or U.S. troops, and at a level in which our understanding is merry old England, very tired of war, pulling their troops out of Afghanistan, out of Iraq, and the hard issues. Mr. USA, Uncle Sammy, gonna be holding the bag, and the bag says Blackwater XE. Mm. What else is there to say? That's what it is about. And lobbyists, Wall Street, Casey, C Street, the family. The 13 families are broke. It would be wise that they exit now while they still have a couple of legs to walk on.
Thank you, Mother.
Yes!
We also were wondering if there was anything you could comment on about all the changes that are happening with Queen Elizabeth and her grandson William and that whole situation.
Well, the understanding of that is that since she is a fading film star on TNT classic movies, holds no power, and they have to shuffle the papers to make it look like she's doing something. And Charles, Camilla are sweating bullets that the truth's gonna come out about the arranged marriage where he is a gay man. We have not an issue about that yet. Why not open up? Ellen DeGeneres did. If you are gay, why not tell the world? We already got some gay mayors, gay senators. We don't have an issue about it. Everybody has human rights here. Mm-hmm. And we work out about our issues of the Kundalini by healing the traumas within. Whatever they may be, we are here. We have an open ear. And we are saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you.
Thank you, Mother.
Yes.
Mother, we're very interested in what we're hearing about President Obama and what's happening in Geneva next week. Are you able to comment on that for us, please?
We will say that he is showing up in this ancient city to mend old scores and bring about healing of many issues. And at the same time, there are underlying tones where these gangs of cliques within your House and Senate want to steer the course of this ship of state certain directions, more towards a right-leaning fascist dictatorship, and yet they're saying that some are even beginning this story here now, only in the sense that the stories about raising the taxes on the rich as opposed to the poor, only in the sense time for the Reformation Act levels the playing field, and everybody knows it will be announced already. Jack Rice today, he said this on the air, where is U.S. aid? Where are the other aid agencies and other groups that come in, humanitarian NGOs, along with wealthy visionary folks who put up their own bakshish to figure these situations out to help the people? And he said the recent USA not getting the help they need to go and do what they need to do. It is about that spider called Hillary.
Mm.
He said it, Jack Rice said, gotta get rid of that old spider. And at the same time, to answer you, what he doing in Geneva, dealing with all these issues that are surrounding him, where all the tin soldiers are rolling up and turning into lead, puddles of lead. They hold no weight. They answer only to the banksters who pull the strings on the tin soldiers. The real army is the army that is coming from the heavens. That is the army along with Archangel Michael. That is what we can say.
Thank you, Mother Sekhmet. I just want to remind everybody out there, if you have some questions now, it's okay to call in to bbsradio.com. And Mother, I would like to ask you one more question, please. We personally, Mark and I, have seen vast changes in the world since yesterday. And we know that some of the timelines have been erased. And we were wondering if you could go into some kind of an explanation of it, of what's happening now.
Everybody getting rewired. Quite literally, it is like, Dr. Crusher, will you please come in the room and give the diagnosis? That's what we could say. And what she would say is that your planet is... its inhabitants are being rewired. If you remember the image of Neo when he was in the amniotic chamber, and
yes,
he said to Morpheus, what is happening to me, dude? And Neo had the answer, we are reintegrating, regenerating everything that you need to move that body through time and space, and in a sense, because you have been in the Matrix for so long, what is the physical has, in a sense, atrophied with the illusion. Now we are giving you the actual fleshing out of the body to do the mission at that level. What's happening with your bodies here now with the frequencies coming in? You are being given the abilities to match the consciousness that coming in a sense. You are being taken into the danger room of Professor Xavier's underground mansion, and he's giving you a short course in how the X-Men learn how to handle reality at the level in which it is bombarding your planet. You have to be like Cyclops to be able to ward off the oncoming blows. And when you are a Chi Wu master like Bruce Lee and the others, you know how to do it with your hands bound and your eyes blindfolded.
That's right.
And you are moving through time and space. It is what Buddha did, sitting next to the mountain while he is doing the meditation. A nuclear bomb is going off and is not interrupting the meditation. That is the place we gotta get to, and
because
we are getting there now.
Nothing's real in the illusion, and that's what Buddha was able to be get able to grok.
What happening? You're being rewired at such a level core that it is affecting speech, motor coordination, the right left hemisphere, how muscles interact, how nerve signals go about, In a sense, it is like the, if you remember, you send light through the different lines of energy, and those lines light up like the sun, and they fill that space with the living light of the sun, living love, and it heals the nerve endings and all of anything that went awry. What happened, you being given an IV of liquid gold blood from the Lavender Lad himself.
So that's why it feels like, sometimes it feels like I'm stuttering lately.
Yes, and it has created
there,
that.
See, Mother does it too. Did you see that?
Yes, we got a bit of that funny lisp. To do with getting the teeth fixed here so we don't look like Bluebeard.
Well, you know, I feel like I'm stuttering because it's, oh, it's just so amazing what's bursting forth all at once.
Okay, everybody, what I want to do is I want to remind you about the phone number, and after that we have two callers on hold, and they, I think they'd like to ask Mother Sekhmet some questions. So our number today, if you have a question, is 530-413-4511. You can also try 530-413-4520. So if we can have the caller on line one for Mother Sekhmet, please.
Penny.
Oh,
hi.
Tara and Rama, or Tara and Mother, this is Penny and Len. I've got three items. The first one has to do with the weather. We've got minus 41 up here, and so the question I have about the weather and the cooling of the climate is, what is the relationship between what's going on now for, say, 2 or 3 years, and then going into ascension when the weather will change? Do we just keep getting colder and colder every winter? Because it's been bad the last 2 years. So that's one question. The other thing is, we just found an article in the newspaper today about the IRS setting up a unit that's going, it's been set up to catch rich tax cheats hiding their wealth outside of the country. It's called the IRS High Wealth Unit, part of a broader effort to combat international tax evasion. And I can type it in, and it's a Reuters, from Reuters in Washington. So I could type it up and send it to Beth.
Thank you.
And then the third thing is, Tara, I would like to know the source of information that you were reading yesterday, and you mentioned it again today, about Yahshua and the Edomites.
Okay. Okay, Mother.
We got to send it to you, Lady Master Penny.
Oh, is
okay.
That because you didn't print it out?
Oh,
you gotta remember, Mother. Although it says it up here, religiouscrossroads.tribe.net. You can write that basically down. It's not a www. It's http://. religiouscrossroads.tribe.net. And
okay.
Just there, you got to look around because there. This is a real long set of numbers after that. Yet you go there and you'll see a lot of things, and you'll find.
Well, that's fine. That's all I just need, is to be pointed in the one direction. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Penny and Len. I think we have a couple of other callers waiting on the lines too. I don't know if you're done yet.
Just don't forget the question about climate.
No, there
okay?
were three questions. Mother's got to answer the other two.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
What we can say about the climate situation is, what is occurring is, the Ultimarians with many other galactic races are coming in and refitting your atmosphere, in spite of the fact that they want to spread the evil fairy dust, as this guy through, we speak through call said, we are saying, in spite of the retrofitting for a reptilian atmosphere, your atmosphere also being overlaid for the environment capable of handling archangelic life and the pristine forms of all kinds of life, representing the office of the Christ. And that overlay overriding everything else. And there is a bit of a challenge going on amongst the frequencies in your atmosphere. Yet, your technologies that represent death, called HARP or other EMPs or EL, all these three-letter words representing ultra-low frequencies and whatever else they want to do to disrupt the cellular molecular structure of the atoms spinning at the speed of light within your cells cannot stop the frequency of the incredible love that is occurring. And this is the anomaly they cannot stop. It is the 12 strands stepping in, and it is the Genesis Project, as we call it, that has already been activated. You stand by and allow it to embrace you. Otherwise, you cease to exist. Way past the talking stick.
Thank you, Mother.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do we have another?
Yes, there's some. Say it out loud, Mother.
Patty.
That would be me, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
I wanted to reference this fellow Greg's sharing and this Labor Legacy landmark picture. You probably don't remember, but last summer I shared with you an experience about driving down the road and seeing a federal police agency truck escorting three flatbed huge semi-trucks on which was sitting something that I told you guys I had never seen anywhere except on that Stargate TV show. And as I'm looking at this picture, what I saw was almost exactly the same size and shape as this Labor Legacy landmark, a half of it. Only what I saw did not have that second picture down that has little lines in it that looks like it was something put together. What I saw was one unit thing. There was no seams in it at all, and it was a pure white. But it was almost virtually the exact same size and shape as what I'm seeing in this picture. The other thing I wanted to share with you guys, and especially with Mother Sekhmet, if she could stand with me next Tuesday, I'm being summoned to 41's neighborhood for a meeting, and I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't know if it's a trap or what, but I seem to have to go. So I would appreciate that that light for 11 a.m. Mountain Time Tuesday. But I wanted to share with that because this, what I'm seeing in this picture, that was what I saw here in Houston, being transported someplace.
We can only just say that, the understandings of the gateways and the pedestals, if you will, like they show the controls for the stargates, they are scattered about your planet, and they are trying to, or may have, incorporated them into sculptures or architecture to make it look other than what it is. Yet, with all of what is unfolding, as everybody waking up to who they are awakening to zero point, and they are saying, answer up, Congress, Mr. Obama, What about E.T.? When are we going to get to talk to him? At that level, the understanding they cannot hide these issues about the Stargates. We think it is a very short moment before this begins to get talked about. There is a website called starpod.org where they talk about these issues from a point of view in which there were insiders, whistleblowers that spoke about the men who stare at goats, at the psychic soldiers, and how they would want to create this army of androids to control your planet. Yet they failed to understand the something called free will, along with the laws of the One, along with also what is occurring here called anima animas and the Nogwal. And at this level of what has occurred, Gaia Baiwamas have handed us diplomatic immunity. We call in that non-ordinary reality called the Nogwal, where sudden events called Uranus activity, Neptune, step in. Only way we know how to describe it, those frequencies that work at the level of the violet flame. And we do not mean to go off subject, yet we are saying all of what you speak of will be answered in the understanding how we work at a level in which only way we know how to put it in your language is there are sounds and frequencies across time and space. We interact with them only with love. How that interacts with all of you filters down into the level where your physical bodies are being rewired, reintegrated. The quantum stir will not stop till it is complete, and you are fully ascended, and this planet fully ascended, along with our dark robes and dark brothers who said, we want to do this too. Oh, we talk with us.
Thank you, Mother.
Yes.
I want to continue doing questions and answers, and there might come a time when you have to rest the voice. So if that happens, sorry?
Somebody, TJ from New York on line one.
Thank you. Yes, TJ.
We have Big Will on nine.
Big Will.
Big
too.
Will on line three was there first.
Yes.
Big Will, can you go ahead, please?
Thank you. First of all, I want to say I love you. And Tara and Beth and Mark. My question is this. As you well know, October 14th, which is tomorrow, our president, President Obama, is scheduled to meet with the major bankers tomorrow in a private meeting. Of this private meeting, do you think that this is a possibility that our president is laying down the gauntlet for a possible bank holiday? I passed the talking stick.
How could be? Very well could be, because we know Mr. Geithner, Mr. Paulson, Mr. Bernanke are going to be hung out with the bloody dirty laundry, and the bankers know they are toast. That is why they want to go and buy guns and change the laws, because, since when do Wall Street executives carry a concealed weapon? Interesting thoughts.
Mother Sekhmet, we had heard in a message earlier something about the Federal Reserve coming to an end pretty soon. Is there more information about that yet?
We will just say that it is teetering on the edge, and Mr. Sanders has said, we will continue to hold off voting. Mr. Bernanke will not be confirmed. This is what Bernie Sanders is saying.
And we will have universal health care for all, starting here and around the earth, every country.
What is happening is have to destroy and that which is representing that old energy, don't mean to use the word destroy, fell out of the mouth, to reintegrate, reinvent in a new way, give it a new use, and tell the people what really happening. We are going on treasury banking based on precious metals, just say it. And the gold is there to back it up and stop all the issues called anything but the truth. Yet, we have to stick a pin in someone's butt to make them start talking about it. And it may just happen this week.
Thank you, Mother.
Mother, this is Marita Robert. And while we're waiting for a caller to come in, some of the information that was sent to me last night was about the fact that it's flying around the internet that Obama had ordered 1 million troops to prevent civil war or to handle this.
My
thought was that we know that if the Federal Reserve is to go down and the SARA is to be announced, this could be just a way of keeping people calm and peaceful while we're making this transition. So would you like to comment on that?
If there are 1 million soldiers on the ready to do what we would call domestic deployment,
right?
In that sense, there are ulterior motives going on between issues, in a sense, what the commander-in-chief saying and the joint chiefs of staff and the others.
Although, Mother, didn't the King of Swords said that there will be no martial law, and that's what this is indicating. The only time they do that is to declare martial law, and he said, as that were to come to pass, it would not be the dark side that would be doing it. It would be us, the white knights.
That's right.
And the reason for it is just what we're all feeling, that we're ready now for the enactment of the law, which needs to be preceded by full arrests. And so that would be the deployment's purpose, to keep there could be even some curfew for a while so that the delivery of the packages can occur. And of course it'll be a whole lot safer once we all know that the rats and eight heads in the duffel bag are all completed, right, Mother?
Yes.
Very delicate preparations behind the scenes, and have faith, everyone. Like the gentleman said earlier, the Ashtar Command is absolutely real, thank God, or we wouldn't be here, I tell you.
I think we have TJ on line two, please.
Line one.
Oh. Line one.
Oh, thank you, Mother. Line one.
Hello?
Whichever line. Go ahead, TJ.
Hi, you guys. I just would like to express my extreme gratitude and joy and love to actually be here talking to you guys at this moment. It's so synchronous that I'm talking to Mother Sekhmet because I have my own, me and my brother have our own radio show up in the college that I attend up here. And I was telling people about how I call on Mother Sekhmet to remove the last vestiges of fear that I have regarding any situation. So it's just so synchronous that I'm talking to you guys. But I have two questions. The first one.
You're here.
Huh? Well, the first question is, are there any specific visualizations that I can use for meditation that will connect me to, like, the higher realms directly, or that can aid Earth and just aid her that much more in raising her vibration? And my second question is it likely that twin flames will reunite sometime next year?
we will say that as we are showing up, everybody gonna be meeting that better half. And at that level, it is like, what took you so long? We would say, in the sense of what you wish to understand, how to open the third eye, working with the energies, we would recommend working with the frequencies of the Nagual in the understanding that as you do the Kundalini yoga, pranayama, the breathing, working through that process in the sense as the science of breath, working with the visualization, meditation, brings in the understanding of how body, mind, spirit get united at that level. And we know that you do radio show. Maybe you talk about this stuff. Maybe talk about the galactics too, eh?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Go ahead, Beth.
How about that, TJ? You're going to talk about the galactics on your radio show?
Actually, we already have. We talked about the Ashtar Command. We talked about 1212 gateways. Like, we talk about everything that's on the Galactic Roundtable already.
It's
so nice to have you join us here, TJ. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. I love all of you guys.
Love you.
Ditto. We love you more.
We have Adrian calling from the UK on line 3.
And there's a JC on line 2 first.
Oh, sorry. JC?
Here. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Talk a little louder, Lady Master.
I ditto everything that the last caller said. I wanted to ask a question about something that happened yesterday. The whole entire sky was absolutely, totally filled with chemtrails.
They're laying them down all over our sky as we speak. Last ditch effort.
It is in the sense that what they are trying to do is create the place in which emotionally, psychically, it bends your will. Do not give in. Understand the ecstatic joy come from within. And you call on the energies of Ra and the radiant sun in that area of the country, and we will amp up the frequencies of soul, if to put it in a simple way.
I wanted to say that Mother passed me one of these beautiful little books by Rumi, and she wanted to have us read this one section. Might take about 5 minutes. Is that possible? Oh, we've got Adrian. I'm sorry. Let's just wait till everybody's done. I'll do this at the end. Adrian, 9-3. I'm sorry.
Hello. Hi, I'm very grateful to be on. I've got two questions. Is Master Decloaking still likely to happen this side of the new year? And the second question, a few months ago, Gordon Brown took Britain into the European Constitution against the will of the people. Is that actually a good thing or a bad thing? I'll pass the talking stick.
We will say there are many things going on in the land of Avalon, and we will say that true righteousness and justice and peace will come to the people of Avalon, along with the opening of this the stargates where everybody can see it, and the fake, we would only wish to use it, the word come from Golden Compass, the magisterium that rule your country, based in greed and hatred and not helping the people, Mr. Gordon Brown, war criminal, along with the rest. And the proper ministers will be coming forward with the truth. And we would like to see, in the sense, there are good folks within the parliamentary process over in your section that maybe have the cojones to stand up, speak the truth, like is being said now. Tony Blair, war criminal. Already it is being done over here, too. And very soon, all of these areas will be cleansed of this grime that has sort of covered the people and the landscape. Fear not. The energies are back that represent peace. When the land prospers, the people prosper, and all that will be restored. Okay. We pass the talking stick.
I don't see that we have any callers right now.
Okay, how about if I read this from Mother?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, this is called Purifying the Heart. The pure heart is a spotless mirror in which images of infinite beauty are reflected. Moses, that perfect saint, reflected in the heart, the infinite form of the one who is formless, the image of the one who is form, image, cannot be contained in heaven, nor in the ocean, nor in the entire universe. All of these have limits, yet the mirror of the heart has no limit. And my teacher taught me this, and so I'm surprised you found it today. Here we go. The Chinese said to the Sultan, "We are the better artists." And the Greeks rejoined, "We have greater skill as well as aesthetic sense." The Sultan decided to set them a challenge to settle the matter, and gave each a room with a curtain separating them. The Chinese asked the Sultan for 100 different colors, gold, silver, and gems. The Greeks asked only for polish and polishing cloth, and shut themselves in their room and polished industriously. As the Chinese finished their work, the Sultan entered and looked at the pictures they had painted. He was awed by the sight. Then the Greeks, they raised the curtain that separated the rooms. The reflection of the Chinese paintings fell on their polished walls, and all that the Sultan had seen before seemed even more beautiful there. The Greeks are the Sufis, who, without formal learning, have purified their hearts from every trace of greed, lust, envy, and hatred. Now, I'm just going to read the last two poems. And before I go on, remember what we've learned. The Greeks are black, and here we said that the ancestors of the Greeks were in Crete, the Minoans, under King Minos, and they are the Palestinians of today. Now that we understand that, we can say the Palestinians are the Sufis. They're not Arabs, they're Greek. Just contemplate that right now. When the mirror of your heart becomes clear and pure. You will behold images from beyond this realm of earth and water. You will see both the images and the image maker, both the carpet of spiritual existence and the carpet spreader. Sufis are a mirror for the soul, better than a mirror, for they have polished their hearts in remembrance of God and meditation, until their heart's mirror reflects a true image of the original.
Caller on line 3, Joan.
Hi, Joan. Go ahead.
Yes. I was just wondering, my husband and I were listening this morning to David Wilcock, and he was talking about the blue spiral over Norway, and he said that it looked as though the blue spiral went down onto HARP, and he didn't say whether it was coming up from HARP to the spiral or going down to HARP to annihilate it. Could Mother shed any light on that?
We will just say the understanding about it is that there are frequencies and technologies within the framework of what you call your physical realities going into the higher realms. And we open and close doorways as we see fit to step into intervene in the affairs of humanity. And in the sense of what is occurring right now is many simultaneous events occurred that particular day in the sense of that vortex opening. We call it a vortex opening. And there were craft that passed through, yet there are many that are also using it as a understanding that it is a demonstration of the technologies that are based on limitation, lack, and control. We would just say that it is a understanding here, even if whether it came from Earth, whether it came from us. It is a wake-up call. Things aren't what they seem. And at the level of what Mr. Wilcock will say, yet he won't say, is there are ways in which we can open doorways into your dimensional reality that you may not understand. Yet at the same time, the ones who wish not for us to come in peace do their own games that are trying to divert the attention from what our presence here represents, which is world peace. Interesting interplay between the stories concerning Russian missiles, idea, ICBMs, nuclear war, global thermonuclear war, as opposed to peace. And the very fact the black guy in the White House is saying no more nukes. Interesting interplay. Who are you going to trust? You trust what come from the heart inside you. And at that level, if you look at something like this, and it is disconcerting, go into the inner place and ask for the higher wisdom. And even if it might take more than 3 days, maybe it will, yet it will come, and you will understand. In a sense, not everything here seems what it is, and the heart will tell you what the head may get confused. In that sense, we hope we answered the question.
Yes, you have, and I appreciate that. And in my heart, I know everything we were discussing is the truth. And I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank Thank you.
Go ahead, call on her, Mother.
Dawn from Georgia.
On line one. From California.
Oh.
Line one. Dawn.
Yes, hi. This is Dawn. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, this is Dawn.
Hi.
Mother, I have a question, and this question has come up to me over and over again, and I have actually put off asking it because it seemed somehow disrespectful. However, it's come up enough that I'm realizing it's I don't think it's coming from disrespect. So here it is. We are on these group calls. We are frequently talking about rulers. We spend a lot of time talking about various rulers. And we talk about how they've lost their power and how they're going to get it back. And we talk about, you know, the royals and the bloodlines. And my curiosity is, there's something about the conversation that seems as though it makes all of us, because I am not a royal, at least not in this life, it makes all of us somehow childlike. And we are always talking about people that are going to be getting their power back. But the people we talk about are not us. Can you help me to understand why it's so important to focus on Princess Di and all different people that are going to someday get their power back so that I can understand why these conversations go on? Thank you so much.
What we can say about the issues is, in the sense of what we speak of by these people coming back into their own, has to do with an underlying story that has not been told. And that story is about us, that missing factor that does not get shared.
And the people getting their power back is not the royals.
No.
It's the people inside the royal families that represent the poor ones.
And we will just say that what this has to do with on the higher levels is the fact that a greater story that is occurring is for the first time in many millions, trillions of years. The yugas are shifting and the balance has come into the understanding where a planetary distress signal was sent out by this planet herself. We answered it by the quintillions of ships that have shown up, both from within and without, along with all the other super civilizations that have been hidden from all of you. And in the sense, at this particular time, no accident, these stories coming up, because it has to do with what has not been told to us in the various cultures and family groups concerning the greater understanding how we interact with each other and have the mutual cooperation and understanding with each other to encompass the greater reality that we are all starseed. Yet at the same time, we are all here in various representative forms of that starseed energy. And we are coming back to our remembrance of who we really are.
It has to do with the Rumi's Sufi poem, when you have that polished heart, you might say, where there's no flaws, there's no impurities.
It is that love.
And so what Jesus said in the Gospel of the Nazarenes, he being an Ebionite or a poor one, he said, blessed in spirit are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And that goes with that other saying, it's hard for a camel to get through, a rich man to get through the eye of a needle than it is for It's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than the rich man to get to heaven. So in answer to your question, number one, it's only an illusion that you are not a royal. Every single one of us is of royalty. And these elitists separated us out and said, you're useless eaters, you're the poor, then we're going to keep you the poor, and we don't think you're worth anything.
And they hide the wisdom from you, from your true heritage as galactic beings that are all equal as co-creator gods.
Now, Lady Di was the daughter of the poor ones, Jesus and Magdalene.
Yes.
And she was black. So this is not about just getting linear history. This is about understanding how we can turn the tide of this silliness of separation. And so that's why we go to the royals and we find where the bloodline has not been, you know, controlled to the max. And Lady Di actually got in the face of the lie and told them, you know, I never will marry ever again except for love. And when she did that, she married her black husband. And that was the last straw, and the royal bloodlines, the whole purpose for the last 400 years was to kill off every single descendant of the Merovingians, of the Ebionites, of the poor ones.
Of the office of the Christ, and it cannot be destroyed because it is part of the integral understanding of the framework that represents your local galactic spiritual hierarchies have to do with the intergalactic confederations of worlds. And at these levels, it goes to these understandings that the sisterhoods, brotherhoods that intervene in the affairs of humanity are calling the shots, and the ones who are playing with the technologies of the atom have to understand that they are mere children in these moments, and they are quickly rising to adulthood as Earth become 33rd member of the Confederation of Worlds. We will understand all these realities. Already it is occurring. How this happens with each one of us is to remember to love these ones even more, in the sense that if we may not understand all of the situations going on, ask for guidance from the heart. It will tell you what is correct, what isn't correct, and love them more for their misdeeds.
Yeshu and Magdalene and the apostles of the Essene Nazarenes, they wrote all these Nag Hammadi digs, and this was written in the Coptic Greek language, and also it was translated to that language from the Aramaic of whence Jesus came from. That was the grouping he came from. And again, Mother gave us that poem, and at the very last paragraph of this first one, it says, the Greeks are the Sufis. That is the path of the poor ones. As a matter of fact, the Sufis, Yeshua was a Moor, the Essenes were Moors, the Nazarenes were Moors, all black, and the Greeks were black Moors. And the Sufi teachings are the highest teachings of how to teach love of the mother. Without forming formal learning and purifying our hearts from every trace of greed, lust, envy, and hatred.
Barbara from Santa Monica, line 2.
Barbara?
Hello?
Hello? Uh-oh. Okay, Barbara went to another dimension. Okay, somebody else want to, somebody wish to participate here? You might have to try to call in again, Barbara. I think it was just an adjustment in keeping you on the line. Sorry.
Next question?
Glenda from Texas on line three.
Glenda, before you go ahead, this is Beth. Let me just remind everyone of the phone numbers, just in case that's part of the problem. So if you have a question, everybody, please call in area code 530-413-4511. And another phone number is 530-413-4520. Thank you, Glenda. Go ahead.
I guess, Mother, since we're in 5D now, will the fire ants and the mice still be around? Because we live in Texas and we live out in the country, and we have a lot of problems with the fire ants. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
We will just say all of the kingdoms will come into balance as the energies are rearranging themselves back to wholeness and love.
Yes, you know, the plagues in Egypt were the thought forms which created the pestilence in the physical form of a manifestation of a plague. And so, same thing, they genetically modified so we would have lots of pestilence. Who's they? The Anunnaki. I was talking with Beth a little earlier about this, that, you know, when the Anunnaki genetically modified our Adam Kadmon form, we were not of the animal kingdom in the same way until they did that. And they lowered our vibration by they added dog DNA and they added monkey DNA that we didn't have in our blood before then, and our DNA. And what did that do? It brought us, pulled us down to the carnivore level. And the carnivore level was a manifestation of pestilence upon the planet that we can see right now. It's the number one cause of, you know, what appears to be covering up the fact that we are going through global cooling, because the methane gas that's given off by their fecal matter is polluting 100 times faster than our carbon dioxide emissions. And guess who? Al Gore covered this up. Why? He's a steer farm raiser for meat. And so we wouldn't even have a desire for meat because before we were brought down in our DNA codes to a more animal, denser, you know, blockade to our higher spiritual consciousness, we didn't have a desire for that at all. As a matter of fact, on our original time on the kingdoms of Earth, we only ate sattvic foods. And sattvic foods is just getting the minerals directly from a piece of fruit. Sattvic foods are all the raw, alkaline, rich source of perfect balanced protein. Animal protein is not tolerable in the human body, and the same note. So it creates more pestilence, pollution. Therefore, we have to purify at every level. Mother?
Yes.
Is there more you want to add? Is that satisfactory to your answer to your question, Lady Master?
So the fire ants won't bite us like they have been?
Oh no, there are people who have in the scientific world, they have light workers like us. And you know, those who are still alive have been protected, so they will come forward. And all of this misqualified DNA insertions of insect genes and everything, so that we could still become even lower. I mean, really, what they're trying to do is bring our DNA to include insect DNA so that we're even lower in our consciousness. All of that gets mitigated when the ships come in. They're going to erase all that stuff. Remember when they erased the timeline of everything that these Anunnakis did that was not of the light? That means everything they created that were miscreations also go away from the planet, right, brother? So
yes.
Our fire ants are awful. I know they're just awful.
They're going to be gone.
Okay. Hey, everybody. I just want to make a comment. Some people are trying to call in to to ask questions. And sometimes they're staying on the phone line after the question is answered. So if everybody could just hang up when you're done, that will open up the phone lines for more people. So that would be great. Thank you very much. And now I think we maybe have Barbara back on line one. Go ahead, Barbara.
Thank you very much. I love you all. My question is a kind of a practical one, which is, are we close enough to announcement to stop paying our nasty credit card debt, funding the credit card crooks, or is that something we should sort of still be doing?
We will just say all of this will come to conclusion very quickly as your Federal Reserve gone.
Also, in terms of, we have some friends here who they always find a way never to pay what they owe in taxes directly to the tax man. They always do it in the form of a charity, and they give all their taxes to charity that they know helps people all over the world. And it's possible, and there are ways, so we must discover this. Because you know that if you give taxes to the tax man, they're going to kill some people with your money. And it's absolutely unconscionable to even go there. And there's some documentaries on free speech where they follow one family, and the whole community up there in Massachusetts supported them. And they never paid a tax again. They took away their house even for lack of paying taxes. And they took it through a whole year. They did a sit-in, and they lived on the land. It was community land, and these people moved in who were tax-paying and saying not proud they paid their taxes, so they should be deserved of this other person's home. And
I'm talking about credit card debt, though.
Okay, credit card debt, that's the same thing. It's really the same thing because it goes to the same people. Absolutely the same people.
And it will be resolved as Nassara gets announced. Federal Reserve gone. Already, we can say Federal Reserve on its very last legs. This is what Ben Bernanke, looking like he swallowed a bag of frogs like Hillary.
I also want to say that the Moorish people on the calls that they have on Sunday mornings, they're taking all their people through the right process not to pay taxes, and they're not doing it belligerently. What they're doing is they're drawing on documents that prove that this is unlawful and it's not according to the higher law, and they have a way to actually confront them. And they're doing it within the proper structures existing, and they're enlightening all the people around them. And that's what we're supposed to be doing, because it does say that, again, blessed in spirit are the poor. And again, the poor means what? It means the poor ones, meaning they are poor in materiality, they're rich in spirit. Whenever there's a question about monetary things, apply pure spirit to it, and do not be afraid. These guys are already, their hands are already tied, they're blindfolded, and they're under house arrest. So with courage, let's just find that place which you would only dare tread, which is the ones where angels dare tread, and they don't dare tread and go pay taxes either way. I pass the talking stick.
It doesn't look like we have any callers on the line right now.
No.
Well, yes, Mother, did you want to say something?
Only that the energies are quite wild with what occurred in these moments.
I know that, Beth, when, what was that date again when that agreement was canceled with the military? Can you say that something again about that?
Strategic arms reduction, and it was December 5th, 2009.
Okay, December 5th is a number of change, and this means it lifts all of the binding agreement that that represented, and they're going to be going to completely no nuke policy. And so now we can see why Barack Obama said, it's not my job. You know, I'm not going to go backwards. I'm not going to go and pull this ugly beast out of the closet and do this war crimes tribunal. My job is to move forward, and then all of these binding contracts, which were in the Illuminati's control to be made, they're dispensed of, and he knew it was going to happen. Of course, we don't know that. We're just learning that. Yet, again, I got to go back. This is why he won the Nobel Peace Prize, because he really has laid the foundation for the whole thing to be lifted up, that blueprint of darkness, along with every lifetime. And every effort of the dark side to gain control over our development timeline as a civilization to ascension. I mean, all the way to the fact that William of the son of Lady Di is actually, you might say, the original Merovingian line being brought to justice and the Moors coming back into power. And that's the ultimate answer. The Moors coming back into power means those who are actively living in praise of the divine goddess, which is all there is. I pass the talking stick.
Oh, Mother, we have two callers. First, we have Ted on line 3, and after that, we have Ann on line 1.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ted. Oh, sorry. Anne, can you go ahead, please?
The military and the soldiers that are deployed now, once peace is announced, what efforts have to be done to bring them all back home? How fast will that occur? And what do they do about all the equipment and things that are there? I mean, that could take a long time to take care of. So I'm wondering about the time frame on that. Thank you.
We will just say that as peace is declared and we get to show up to our amazing things that can occur within your atmosphere and your reality.
With your help, right?
Yes.
In other words, you're going to be able to do things that we can't fathom yet, that really doesn't have it take a linear time to do all that.
Like you would say you had 5 warehouses full of equipment and men and technologies, it will fit into the shuttle bay of and one of our craft. We merely have to beam it in, beam it out, just like you see in Next Generation Star Trek.
Hey, you might even have a lot of our young people say, hey, I want to show up, I want to go for a ride, I'll do that job. It is that radical, everyone. It is radical what's happening here. And again, we got to send a whole lot more love to our enemies because they have not had the proper nourishment or love. The trauma is too big. It's generations big. It's millenniums big. It's been, you know, you might say, on our own during, we took vows to follow Satanism as an endless curse. Literally.
Yes.
Literally. In other words, this could have ended in the same twinkling of an eye, but for it was necessary for all of us to get it. And that's why they say Mother is more merciful than she is just, although a lot of people say, why don't you just kill me now? I don't want to go another step. Except that the only way to know truth is to live by experience of it and witness it. That's really the only way we know truth, that we actually were there. That's why he said, we're all coming in now because we want to be here right now while we witness to this changeover, because we say we've had enough. Love is all there is.
That's right. And we can just say that the understandings, we will just say the misunderstandings about many of our wayward children will get revealed. We serve with many reptilian members of your Confederation of Worlds on many of our fleet ships, along with many other different cultures and understandings. And we have no issues about race or creed or color or political influence. And we are in the level in which we have a wisdom which you lack that is about to be introduced, already being introduced. The idea of a galactic society. This guy, Michael Salia, and diplomatic galactic diplomacy, how we interact with each other in the sense that how do we bridge these gaps? This is what this guy, the black guy in the White House, thinking about, how to bridge these realities to create peace for him and his wife and his children. That is the reality that keeps him up at night. Yes, not the 3 a.m. call that Miss Hillary's thinking about.
I want to tell everybody that there's some monkey business with the phone lines, and we're not sure what it is. So I just want to give you two other phone numbers. And if you've had a problem or been dropped off the calls, just know that we know there's a problem, and please keep trying. So I'm going to tell you the phone lines. I think maybe Marita dropped off the call. There we go. Okay, the phone numbers you can call to ask questions. Here is a different one. Area code 415-287-0074. And here's another phone number you can try. 530-413-4515. And thank you, everybody, for your patience with the phones. Mother Sekhmet, may I ask you a question, please?
Yes.
There's been a lot of talk about what will be happening in the next 9 days, and we know there's another portal opening on December 21st. Are you able to tell us more about that now, please?
We will just say that there are many events occurring, and it is interesting that this portal may just be bringing in many other folks that have a role to play in the galactic diplomacy coming about. you may see a lot more very unusual, interesting events surrounding this.
You mean like lights in the sky kind of events?
Like lights in the sky and other kinds of anomalies, maybe technologies you've never seen before that have everything to do with our presence.
Hurry.
Is there anything we should know about December 21st, Mother Sekhmet?
Only that something wonderful is happening.
Thank you.
She's got to quickly take the rental unit to the porcelain goddess for a moment, everybody.
Okay. Ted, we have Ted back on. Go ahead, Ted, and ask your question.
Okay, first of all, Beth, the problems with the phone line, I talked to your technician, was the voicemail was full, so nobody could get through on it. But I think they resolved that. And my question was there any update on the Federal Reserve tentatively going away on the 15th? And would the new timeline being split and some of the dark hats leaving, does Mother have any other suggestions of what we can be helping do now?
Well, Mother's not in the room at the moment.
Okay.
I'll just say that in terms of the definitiveness of when they're going to announce this publicly, that is always left to our imagination, if you might say. Although you must understand that everything that's been needed to already have been done has already have been done. And remember, this is like a play now. It's like the second, you know, play of the original play.
Right.
And it's being designed for the best outcome for those of the polity of this country and the world to actually be lifted up and not decide that they're going to furl their brow and start a civil war. You just heard what was talked about, that, you know, you remember those folks bringing guns to Barack Obama's talks and everything. That was the civil war that they were starting. These guys, remember they said at that time that Barack Obama's life threats went up 400%. And so, and the king always said, the last move is going to be our move. So, you know, the last time that, the very last time that the dark side tried to declare martial law was on October 2nd of 2008, when George Bush was already on television declaring it. And two of our lovely flag officers flagged him, you know, flanked him, and just took him away. They just took him away. You know, I mean, anybody that didn't catch that, that's our job to help wake them up. Because that was the end of the empire. The empire could not declare martial law when they wanted to. And ever since, they've been trying to just kill people, especially Obama and the family. Because they know that's their worst nightmare. They're part of the conspiracy to ethnically cleanse all people of color from the world. And that's what they've been attempting to continue. And yet and still, that's not happening anymore. It's really not happening anymore. Remember, the Federal Reserve was already declared insolvent on March 31st at midnight. A 19-year in the court investigation by, what's his name again? Paul Andrew Mitchell. He was the attorney that filed this back in 1991, and he succeeded to declare the declaration of insolvency on the Federal Reserve, on the IRS, and in respectfully on all corporate state lives, which are non-constitutional. So you might as well see the fake government. All three of those things are insolvent as of March 31st. And the only thing that's been going on since September of last year is fake money for our U.S. dollars. They printed trillions and trillions and trillions of those dollars to just keep the fake story going. Remember, if the King of Swords had not brought about a Basel II compliance on the book records of the state of affairs of world economics, the entire world government would have collapsed overnight. One day, you thought you were living with money. The next day, there wouldn't be no money, period, on the whole earth that was of any value. And that was true anyway, except for the fact that they needed some time here, and they've taken it, to move the gold back onto the proper, you know, currency, which is the rainbow rose bills now, the rainbow bills, and to move the gold into the hands of the United States of America as a people, bringing the constitutional law back into place. The only place where constitutional law has really been is with the King of Swords until that's what it meant when he was appointed the King of Swords. And by the World Court, way back in 1999, what that meant is that a galactic representation on Earth for returning back to constitutional law was in place.
Yes.
Tara.
We have.
Thank you for your love and compassion. I pass the talking stick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tara, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to change the subject. I just wanted to let everyone know we have Connie on the line, and then we have Big Will, and after that I think is Phyllis, and we have several in queue. Go ahead, Connie.
Thank you for taking my call. I have just a couple things just to say and then ask about it. When my daughter was a little girl, there was this horrible screaming in the middle of the night, and I went to her, and at this time she was so little she hardly could even say mama or dada, and she told me that a doggy had bit her, and on her arm was this perfectly red round mark, just violently red, and she was crying, doggy bite her. Now I held her and calmed her down, and about the very same time, within a day maybe, my husband was driving on a very dark, dark road, no lights around, just the lights of the vehicle, and a light came around his entire truck, and he could not drive. He had to turn off his truck, and he had to sit there for a long time, and it was just totally light. It was just brighter than the noonday. And then I was just praying desperately those couple of days when in the middle of the night I was woke up with just one word and it kept saying over. It was like somebody was in my house yelling, Lucifer, Lucifer. And I don't have a clue what any of these mean. I don't know who Lucifer is at that moment. I didn't ever even heard the name before. So wow. I'm wondering what the connection is in our life.
We can just say that the energies coming into your reality, the man in the truck being visited by the forces of light.
That was her husband.
Yes, and that was the ship that showed up connecting with your husband.
And it's been seen before that when ships show up, people's engines go off anyway.
Yes.
And cameras and all kinds of mechanical equipment. And I think the reason he couldn't drive anymore is that they wanted him to stop and take in that light beam.
To absorb the frequencies into the radiant understanding the body asking for light, sometimes the only way the answer can be given is to take you out of normal reality and make you do something non-ordinary, like things stop functionally, like your mouth, your hands, your feet, your tongue. At that place, you can't drive because you need to absorb the light, so we're going to let you absorb the light. How best to serve that process? We shut down the technology so you can absorb the light.
Has there ever been other experiences which were scary, or was there any noise that he might have heard with the ship? Does any of that occur?
No, all I know is that for the last, because that was
Lady
about
Master.
30 years ago, he has shut down in knowing stuff.
Are you not there anymore?
Oh, no, we're together.
Maybe
I love him
here.
With all my heart.
We also have Phyllis waiting.
Yes. Oh, well, let's finish that last point, because she talked about the calling out of Lucifer. And Lucifer is the fallen aspect of the firstborn son of Jehovah, which is a casting of a shadow of God. And that's why in the Old Testament they said, don't even mention the name God at all. Only call on the Anointed One. And that was brought all the way up to the present through Jesus and Magdalene. Remember, Magdalene anointed Jesus with oil and washed his feet with her tears and dried his feet with her hair, because she recognized he was the Anointed One, which means he was the fruit of her womb, the Holy Grail space, with the purity of heart with which she conceived him. And so these are the things that we're learning about what we were thinking were big mysteries. Nothing's a mystery. It's just the beat of your heart. Listen to your heart song. Okay.
Big Will on line 3.
Oh, did we skip over Phyllis?
No.
Sorry. Sorry, not paying attention for a second. Go ahead, Big Will.
I mean, I don't see a Phyllis on there at all. Maybe she got dropped.
No, I... Phyllis may be there. Phyllis, your line is... Oh, no.
There's a big echo. Don, are you there? Can you help?
Please. Okay, this is Big Will from Texas once again. Okay, my question is to Mother. Mother, on the 18th of December, our president will be in Copenhagen. And to my understanding, he will be there to possibly sign a treaty where this so-called global warming would be more or less would become one of the countries to be caretakers of the earth and so forth. Also, too, the other reason why he's there is the possibility of disclosure of our galactic family. I pass the talking stick.
All of these things could be in the realm of infinite possibilities with this date. We cannot say yay or nay. We will just say that he is weighing the situation in which the best way to move forward. One of the best ways to move forward, sign the agreement, yet also talk about the real story going on. And at that level, it creates the opportunity for new prospects of better awareness to come in.
It says here in Rumi, it says, everyone sees the inner reality of things and even the future according to her insight and spiritual enlightenment at the time. This in turn increases in proportion to the purity of the heart, of her heart. The more she polishes her heart's mirror, the more she can see it and see in it, and the more the hidden mysteries are revealed to her. That spiritual purity is given to us by calling upon higher grace of God. God is all that is, and our success in polishing our hearts is also a divine bounty.
Phyllis from South Dakota, line 3.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Greetings.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
In one of Mark's writings, it was mentioned that there was a sighting or disclosure or something like that in South Dakota.
You're going in and out, Lady Master. Something's wrong. You're going too far, unaudible, and then I can't hear you now.
Is in one of Mark's writings, it was mentioned that there was a sighting or disclosure or whatever in South Dakota. Could Mother speak to that? But I also have other questions. Are you hearing me okay?
Yes, that was Webster, South Dakota.
That was a huge sighting, 1,000 miles in diameter, and there's all kinds of people that saw it. No, Mark?
No, that was the landing in South Dakota last summer in July in Webster. Right, Phyllis?
I don't know what it was referring to.
Okay, so last summer in Webster, South Dakota, one of the ships landed and a gray came out and beamed love to all the people who were there. And their cameras and other things were not able to transmit any films, but they were doing this as a test. What we understand, they did this as a test to see what the reaction would be. And, of course, I defer to Mother Sekhmet, who knows much more about it than I do.
We will just say that they were showing up to let everybody know the war is over. The real war that's going on is the war for your mind and separating the mind from the heart.
Right.
In a sense, we must become peaceful warriors of the heart, and that bring in the understanding in which that there is no war except the war to control what's going on within the raging tsunami inside this thing called Adam Kadmon to get you in alignment with the office of the Christ, eh?
Yes, thank you. I have another question.
Yes.
When we remember the history and repeat the old stories and keep pointing out the sins of the dark of ourselves, of the vast, of the royalties, of the politicians, etc. Is it teaching? Or what part of it is giving the power back to that dark to keep them in place longer? And
what
how long does it take to erase the ancient history as we were speaking of in the meditation this last week? And when are we going to start creating the new world with imagination that we're supposed to be bringing with these good things that we have trouble bringing forth?
Okay, Mother's just looking at me, and I'm going, okay, I'll just say this, that we knew that the new world would not begin until we removed the controlling forces. We knew it was going to take 30 years. And that was easily foreseeable because, you know, there were deadlines where certain things, like we just got told on December 5th, the strategic agreement for how we will use these technologies of mass destruction.
Called nukes.
Yes, and remember the first thing that Rama learned when he was 5 years old and Paramahansa Yogananda said to him while he's coloring in his coloring book, your father is Ashtar. You have the gift of seeing, of teleporting, of bilocation, of clairsentience, clairaudience,
clairvoyance,
and you will be able to see the colors in people's auras, and you'll be able to read their auras. And the reason your gifts are here is because it's time. And your mission is to end the proliferation of nuclear holocaust on the planet. Even if you, little one at five, are the only one. And that is what all of the double agent white knights have kept as their motto. And they knew this was going to take 30 years. I knew it 35 years ago, now 36, when I learned about this from the wealthy visionaries and the wealthy people in Hollywood, when we got together and spent 5 years designing a 30-year program of spiritual infusion into politics, science, religion, education, health, welfare, economics, and agriculture. 8 days. And those are the 8 points of light on this planet that have been overlaid with this corporate fascist structure where we wouldn't be able to express that imaginative creator force. So we had to remove that first. And that doesn't just mean remove them by bang, bang. It means remove them in the proper order of galactic law, and which has been being observed by our white knights from day one. The moral and ethical codes have been observed for all time. Now, they had to plan a way to get this done before it would be announced to the people. And the reason they had to do it that way is because without taking out everybody and getting these things in place behind where they really had taken down the dark side before the people even knew it, that had to be done and completed. Reason being that the mass consciousness of the people were so far removed from the truth that they really lost their way in the garden. And that's why we've been doing these calls. And you just heard this gentleman say he's doing a call just like ours. And there's over 500,000 organizations that formed since 1979 when we did that symposium. And there's probably more than a couple of billion people in those programs that have brought this consensus now. It's time for peace. Yes, Mother.
Ray from Virginia, line two.
Mother, do we need to ask you if you are, you have been answering questions and been in the body for a long time here. Are you still okay, or do we need to give you a break?
Might be time to give the voice a break.
Okay.
What I would like to suggest is I've had several requests that we do this meditation one more time because a lot of people are experiencing healing from this. So if everybody's agreeable, I would like it if we would all join in meditation now. And these healings are going out to thousands of people, and we're each holding the place for others. Does that sound right, Mother Sekhmet?
Yes.
So everybody, please join us. I've been requested by several to do this meditation one more time. I'm going to read this now, and this is the voice of Admiral Sananda Kumara. Please just relax and enjoy, close your eyes and relax and enjoy the meditation. Please use this meditation as often as you like. Begin by taking some clearing breaths. Feel yourself begin to relax. We call together all the beings of light as we embark on this journey. Please close your eyes and feel the third eye between your brows open up. Imagine a multi-petaled lotus blossom opening up and up and up. Go deeper into the center of the flower, and as each petal blossoms, see light flowing out of the petals. Now feel your crown chakra opening at the top of your head. Feel the crown dilating, and the crown opens wide. It is as a launch pad to the dimension of formless form. When you see inside the open crown, there is a spacecraft waiting for you, and beyond that is the blinding light of the antimatter universe. We are leaving our Earth bodies behind just for a very short time, and we are safely flying together in this craft past the 13th gateway, from matter to antimatter. As we enter this space, we see light and more light. We zoom up, up, up through the dimensions, and we come to a pyramid temple. The sunlight here is very bright and feels warm and pleasant. We now walk inside the pyramid. When we go inside, we see we are standing on a crystal which is made of light. There are rainbow light colors reflecting off this crystal in the floor and projecting rainbow light colored rays on the walls of the pyramid inside. We are all standing there and smiling, enjoying the beautiful light, and some notice the gentle angel song. Now, look up into the apex of the pyramid temple, and you see there is another crystal, which is the capstone of the pyramid. This crystal, which is made of light, has many facets, and there is sunlight pouring through the capstone onto the floor. There is a brilliant, bright sunlight flooding this place and connecting with the rainbow light which is in the floor. We all bask in this light together. This pyramid temple is a portal of creation. We come here together to amplify the 1212 Stargate love portal of light and love sent to Earth now. We begin by welcoming Mother Sekhmet to join with us here. She has requested we join here now, so any who desire this may have a healing session with her. All you must do is ask and allow. She will facilitate this healing for you. Feel Mother Sekhmet reach down into your core. She can do this for everyone at once. See her paw reaching deep, deep down inside of you and taking hold of your core fear. As she holds it, she finds the very origin of it and cuts it out and removes it. She lovingly releases your core fear to the void, beyond the void, and it returns to source. Your core fear is now gone. It is dissolved, and you are free to become a new you. When we leave this place, you are free, and you need not carry that with you anymore. Thank you, Mother Sekhmet. We love you. She wrinkles her nose, smiling and blessing us, each one. As we breathe in and relax deeper now, we join our thoughts together. There is love flowing from one heart to the next and on out back to Earth. We breathe in love into the threefold flame of our heart. With this, we feel a new reverence for all life in the trifold flame of our solar heart. With deep gratitude, we join with Saint Germain, Sunat Kumara, Ashtar, and their twin flames, and all the Kumaras, as we experience the violet flame going out over all of Earth. We now experience the oneness with all that is, and we become love, and we attract to ourselves and into our lives and the life of every living being love, wisdom, bliss, abundance, enlightenment, eternal peace, harmony, balance, and joy. We carry these attributes, and with them, we find our own path on the master plan. With these attributes, we co-create a consensus reality of Terra Nova. Mother Sekhmet is here with us now. From her is flowing the divine love from Mother God. It is flowing freely to each one of us. As we reach up and stretch to greater service, we grasp higher the majestic force of love flowing from her and into our lives. We embrace this sacred knowledge, and we ask she teach us how to share this love in service to each other. It is with this love we co-create a new world. We create here in this sacred place with all our brothers and sisters of light and in all the hearts of humanity, peace, awakening, empowerment, unity, and more love. We join together to return to Earth. We are healed, restored, balanced, and ready to move forward in love. When we return from the place we left, we return to see all of Earth is flooded with light and flooded with love. She is new, and we now remember our true identity, and we love being on Terra Nova together. With our solar heart flames blazing, we go forward with divine gratitude for what we have accomplished together. And so it is now, Admiral Sunanda Kumara. I don't know if Rama's back, but I forgot to thank Mother Sekhmet for especially coming on the Sunday call. And it's especially nice for our listeners who are over the sea, and because they get to hear her, they many of them stay up in the middle of the night and listen to her, and then, you know, they haven't slept the next day. So it's so nice to have her visit us on a Sunday afternoon. So thank you very much, Mother Sekhmet, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Mark, how are you doing over there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I let me check and see if we have callers waiting on the line.
Right now, Donna is starting another phone, the other station, and so he'll be back shortly.
Oh, okay,
but
no problem.
He says no callers.
Oh, okay, thank you, Don. I'm wondering if I should bring in another piece, or if we should. We're only at 3 hours, but I don't know. Maybe today is a special day. What is your thoughts, Mark? Tara? Rama?
if you have a special piece there, might bring you in its closing thing.
Oh. Oh, okay. You mean, okay, so we're ready to close out the call early today?
It feels like that's good enough.
We've been going 3 hours, so we have, and Mother has given us a lot of information, so maybe sometimes we might be full and just need to digest everything that has been shared with us today.
I happen to agree.
Yes.
I think at this time we should just take that meditation and close the call.
Yes.
Right now. And I think it was a very positive day, and we should have Mark back with his throat better next week. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Tara, Rama, Marita, do you have anything to add?
Well, just remind people that we will have a Stargate Roundtable call on Thursday evening at 9 Eastern, and we invite you all to be there for that, and who's calling again, and Saturday again, and just so that everyone knows, the phone number for all of those is 218-486-8700. The PIN codes are different for each one. For Thursday night, it is 87-87-87 pound. For Friday night, it's 23-23-23 pound. For Saturday, it's 13729. Now, we know many of you are coming on, and we are grateful that we can do it on the BBS radio. However, we do know that there are quite a number of people who do not have the computer access, so we are so, so grateful that BBS has been able to pipe this call into our conference call that's already established. That is such a blessing for all of us. And I have had many, many people contact me this week to say, you know, they're really glad that BBS has been able to marry the two for us. So thank you to Don and Seth and Doug and all of you at the station there. We appreciate that. I just want to remind all of you to join us again. And then next, on Wednesday night, Beth, will you have a call this week, or is it next week?
On Tuesday, we're having Ashtar on the Road with Susan Leland, and so if anyone wants to register for that, they will have to go to her website. And this is the week for Meg Hoop's call, and my next Galactic Healing call will be on December 23rd.
We thank all of you for being here, and we look forward to seeing you.
Hold on, Marita.
Okay.
Thank you, Marita, for the announcements. I appreciate it. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think Mother Sekhmet may still be here. And Don, do we still have Ray from Virginia on line 2?
Yes. This is what we look at on the screen.
Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Hello, Tara, Rama, Mark, and Beth, my galactic friends. I just want to thank you for your dedication to the things that you are doing for humanity. I have a question for all of you. It's regarding that our twin flames are going to be with us shortly. But do we have any opportunities to choose our looks according with the way they are? Because doesn't matter how you think of it, when they are superior to us, and how good looking we could be, but we are feeling, hey, they are way too superior that we cannot be with them. I know that I can say this way, that when Michelangelo was sculpting the David statue, he knew how the David is going to look like. He said, I'm going to just chip off the excess. So I can say we have chip up our excess, but still our looks in three-dimensional is not comparable to the beings of other dimensions. Are we going to be able to choose our looks as we progress towards ascension?
We will just tell you, Commander Ray, that you will be most pleased with the Adam Cadmon body that you and your twin flame will be looking at and, shall we say, moving in about. It is already occurring in the sense that inner beauty pouring out, taking up on a higher level the understanding that as we step into the higher frequencies, that from within comes from to the without, in the sense inside out, upside down. And at that level, we'll just say what you are looking for, and as you meet your twin flame, well, she's a hottie. We will leave it at that, and we will mind our peace and cues lest our husband catches us talking.
And I would like to say thank you to Beth for the meditation that she put on the Galactic Friends. And I can say that my third eye, I was complaining a few weeks ago, is not opening up. All that 15 years I've been meditating. But recently I listened to that meditation for Lord Sananda. And it's kind of, my third eye kind of like a vibrating with, if you feel like a 9-volt battery, if you stick it to your tongue, it feels, you know, some energies. But if it's not, definitely it doesn't feel like a 9-volt energy, but at least 1-volt energy in my third eye is tingling. And I just love that meditation from Lord Sananda. I just want to thank you, Beth, for that.
Oh, Ray, I'm so happy that Sananda and Mother Sekhmet shared this opportunity with us. And that's why I recorded the meditation, in case people are having difficulties with meditating or they're new to meditation. It's easier to listen for some people. And when I was learning meditation, I would take the words and read them to myself over and over. And there's no limit to the number of times you can do that meditation. And it's one of the best I've seen, and I was very happy to have that gift come through. And I believe we'll be meditating like this again for December 21st. And thank you, Ray, so much for calling.
Thank you, and I have something that I'm going to send you to all of you as part of my gratitude towards you guys. And I call, on top of that is a song from U2 that I'm going to forward it to you, Beth, to see if you see it as appropriate for our program or for your program.
Thank you, Ray. That's wonderful. I'm always happy to get emails.
Players, or they can see it on YouTube as well. But you make the decision when you hear it. I'm going to do it probably tonight.
Blessings to you, Ray. Thank you.
Awesome. Blessings to you guys. I love you guys all dearly. God bless you all. And please send me your blessing.
You got it. Mark, this is your call. If you say the word, I'm ready to close out for the day. It's been wonderful.
Okay, pull the plug.
Okay, Mark.
Much healing to you, and we'll
Wait, as soon as I second the second I said that, just as could be predicted, we have Reverend Dale on line one. After that, I think we're going to close out this call, everybody. Thank you so much. Sorry to step on your toe, Marita. Go ahead, Reverend Dale.
Good afternoon. How are you all?
Hi.
Great. This has been such a wonderful call. I am blessed today. I feel the energy all around me moving, and shifting and healing all aspects of our reality. And I was blessed to actually get a question or statement from our beloved Matthew's mother, Susie Ward, speaking for her. She actually posted a bit of a question or statement in certain terms as to all the commotion and questions over the blue light that occurred in Denmark. And it simply says that I have to wonder how scientists can differentiate what comes from HAARP and what is our ET family's technology. Can you comment on that?
We will just say that what is the understanding going on in your reality is that the various life forms that have the understanding as far as their consciousness can be extended without overloading the circuits of something called the atom Kadmon. They may not understand the reality in which we come into your world and interact with technologies that you may or may not understand. And we will just say many more anomalies will be occurring. We will not say who is correct, who is not correct. All of it is part of a process in understanding how you open up stargates and move through them with love, grace, dignity, and beauty. And as we move through these stargates, we will just say, the stargates are, they are awake and aware in of themselves, and they are a consciousness that works only with the understanding of love. And we will leave it at that. Better go here. We are being called.
That's very articulate. Thank you, Mother.
Thank you, Mother Sekhna, for joining us today. It's been such a gift.
Thank you, in Lakesh. Greetings in the light of the most radiant one. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth.
Eliyahu, 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 Yohei, Vohei, Yavah, Adonai, Basu, Baraba. Namaste, Mother. Let's just give a moment because I think our Rama may have a message.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, everyone. We did it. We really keep on keeping on now.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Rama. Thank you, Rama.
Thank you.
Now, you have
we really appreciate all your energy and all of your sharing. And I know the listeners are all grateful as well. So thank you so very much.
Yes.
So what did you tell us about your experience, Rama?
What I can say is that I was taken today in some kind of, the only way I know how to describe it is like a spherical structure that was hovering, in a sense, above an OR, an operating room. And the only way I know how to describe it is, I saw this like it was a giant beach ball of Earth, in a sense, and Earth was on the table. and surrounding the entire enclosement was like this tank, and it looked like a tank that you would put maybe whales or dolphins in, that kind of thing. And there were all these... they the only way I describe it is they were like little fire salamanders like that are described in Anne McCaffrey's story, The Dragon Riders of Pern. And these little fire lizards were going all about the in lighting up the water, and the very molecules of the water were sparkling like gold. And somehow this was being absorbed into Earth Mother as like golden dust filtering through the water. And at a certain point, I saw like this one of those devices that reminded me, you know, like a it was like a Tesla coil, and they with the arcs of energy moving up. Some they call it a certain kind of ladder. Yeah. It could have been like a Jacob's ladder sort of Tesla coil with the energies, you know, moving up like that. And at a certain point, Earth Mother herself just levitated out of the tank and just started spinning in a clockwise direction at the speed of light, and just winked out of the OR and was back in orbit as if, you know, like it had gotten a lube and a wash and was... I don't know. I'm just telling you what I saw.
Did you get any messages?
Just an overwhelming feeling of incredible gratitude and joy.
Wonderful.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah. That's what I remember.
Okay.
Thank you, Rama.
Thank you.
We're also heading towards the longest night, everybody. So that real inner introspection is the bear medicine. And the bear medicine is where the Mother Russia gets her energy from. That's the source of Hyperborea. And they compared our pineal gland to the stargate of Hyperborea. That's what they were trying to say. Mother, you want to come? Oh, Mother's gone.
You'll be all right.
Mama,
she needs the rest.
Okay.
Just a voice.
I think we've come to the perfect place to pull the plug. But I just want to tell everybody that Mother Sekhmet has hinted more than once that we should keep all of our dates when we do our calls, keep them, because and we checked with the staff at bbsradio.com, and they very generously agreed that it's okay if we run through the holidays. And Mother Sekhmet has hinted that we will have a lot to talk about then. So I just wanted to let you know, I'll keep the announcements going out, and we're planning on keeping our program schedule as it is. So look to the news. Lots of exciting things happening this week, and we look forward to talking to you guys soon. Thank you, everybody.
Love you.
Good night, all. We'll see you the next time.
Namaste.
Feel better, Mark.
Okay.